This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of a Polish club? Surprisingly, one might be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Josh Hoy, with St. Stan's Polish Club. Josh, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Great. We're excited to learn all about you and your business. So please tell us about your company and what you do.
So for starters, we're primarily a bar that many people don't seem to realize is open most of the time, or they just don't think it's open to the public because the name club is involved. But we're right on Main Street in Three Rivers, 2114. And I said it's a small, I guess what most would consider a dive bar. I think a lot of folks nowadays really actually prefer that, a little quieter, a little more easygoing. And we put on a couple events throughout the wintertime. While we have, we also have Pulaski Park, but that's kind of dormant for the time being. So during the winter, it's, we put on events for our scholarship committee. And then other than that, it's, we have a hall that people rent out and, a bar that folks come and enjoy some cold beverages.
How did you get into the business?
So everybody involved is elected. Anybody can become a member. I became a member back in 2015, going on Monday night when the club would do a chicken night. And I just started going because it was a good time, having some beer and chicken wings with friends. And then I found out about the club and the goings on that they had. So I decided to join. Fast forward a couple more years, got voted into my first position, which was sergeant at arms. Then 2 years ago, I ran for vice president, got that. And this year I'm president. I'm up for re-election again. So that's kind of how I got involved. I liked helping put on the event. I liked being part of something that's a little more than about than just me. And it's also the element of giving back to the town, giving back to the community. Like I mentioned before, we have our scholarship committee. We give monies to graduating seniors from both of the local high schools to help them. And we've also a little more recently started doing the bulk donations to the local Palmer food pantry.
What are the myths and misconceptions of a Polish club?
So the first one that comes to mind for us is that because the word club is there, that it's like the bar itself, it's like a private members only situation. But I can assure everybody it's very much open to the public every day of the week. I think that's probably really about it. Or that you still have to be, strictly Polish only. For sure, that was the way it was once upon a time. But I think a lot of clubs are subject to this, where if you keep membership too specific, you start losing membership because, people get old, people pass on, move away, things like that. So you don't have to be Polish. Anybody can become a member. You just need a sponsorship from an existing member in good standing. And then you just pay your dues every year. If you really like it and want to get even more involved, you can, become an officer and move up that way. As I said, we have the scholarship committee. There's another way that, members can, serve the community a little more.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
It's been a busy year for me personally, but, I'd like to have drinks with my friends, socialize a bit, try to take it easy, spend time at home with my dogs and my wife. That's a big one because, we've both got so much going on with work and the club and, other hobbies and whatnot that, you try to just take it easy here and there. I'm also a big car guy. So again, I'm another reason I'm waiting for the weather to come back around. I can start, tinkering and having fun with that, but also going to car shows, and also the car shows that we're going to be putting on at Pulaski this summer.
Super fun. Let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
So I think, and maybe this is something that's a common thread for a lot of folks. In my early 20s, I just wasn't smart. I made a lot of bad choices. I made a lot of goof ups, and you know, the struggles kind of come from that. They're self-inflicted. But it's kind of been over the last 3-4 years that it's really started just turning around my mistake, turning around the self-inflicted wounds, and not only looking at them and recognizing them, but learning how to grow from them. And honestly, the club has been a big part of that, because it gave me some sort of structure outside of just like, you know, the normal 9-to-5 work routine. And on top of giving me structure, it also gave me a you know, there's a lot of really great people in the club. That can't be understated. We've got some wonderful folks doing everything they can with the time they have, because it's all volunteer. So just, I guess, maybe some of it's just landing in the right circumstance. But I think it's also just a matter of, you know, getting out of that rut and then putting yourself in that right circumstance with the right people around you, just turning around the mistakes.
Absolutely. What is the one thing that you wish our listeners knew about the St. Stan's Polish Club?
We're open to the public for everybody. And despite our recent price increase on drinks, which we had to do, you know, everything's getting more expensive. Despite all that, we're still the best drink prices around. We have friendly staff. We have a great membership. Everybody strives to be, you know, the best we can when it comes to dealing with the public and dealing with patrons and customers. But there's that. And then there's also, we've got a great function hall. We have tons of events in there, and it's pretty inexpensive compared to other places around to rent. You know, and again, we also have the park, but I don't want to lean into that too much, because I believe we're going to, you know, talk about that at a later date as well. So just, you know, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, your local dive bar. There's a great membership there that's trying to do things to give back to the community and the town. And really just trying to, you know, be a better piece in the community than just, you know, a place to go and get drunk. I mean, I feel like that's what a lot of people look at bars, particularly dive bars, as, but I don't think it has to be that. Like, it can be, you know, more, you know, and maybe to the people who just come in and drink or eat chicken wings or whatever, maybe to them, that's all it'll be, is just a place to drink and eat chicken wings. But, you know, to us and our members, it's a great place. You can have a great time and, you know, see some friendly folks and just have a good, you know, a good chat. Or you can even, you know, we do a lot of the sports games are almost always on the TV. We have, you know, NASCAR on TV. So, you know, it's kind of a little something for everybody without being too over focused. Hello? Uh-oh. I think we lost her. Oh, maybe that was on my end. All right, I don't know if she's going to make it back, and it still says it's recording. So I guess just a little more about the club. Its history, it was first chartered back in 1905. The main club building on Main Street there in Three Rivers was constructed in the early 20s, 1921, if I'm not mistaken. And then the pavilion that we put all of our events on up at Pulaski Park, up on Belchertown Street in Three Rivers, that was built in 1941. And then they've added a couple elements onto it, like the kitchen and the larger bar area. But yeah, it's been a part of the town. It's been a part of, you know, local Polish culture and community for you know, over 100 years now. And we, like I said, we strive on, you know, making sure that people have a good, clean, safe place to come and just have a good time and relax. And also at the same time, as members of a society, try to make sure that we're doing things that benefit the town, right? You know, in addition to the food, the food drives that we've constantly got going on, those are never ending. Like, right, we did them during Thanksgiving, but we recognize that need isn't just a 1 or 2 month thing. The hunger doesn't ever end. So we are constantly, you know, we've got a donation bin and folks can, hello, are you there the whole time? Or
how can our listeners learn more about St. Stan's Polish Club?
All right. So easiest way would be to come on down and you know, experience the place for yourself. It's 2114 Main Street in Three Rivers, Massachusetts. It's large brick building. You can't miss it. But we are also on Facebook. The spelling on there is it's like the full technical name. St. Stanislaus Polish Lyceum. And you can find us on there. We post about all of our events, all of our goings on, any kind of update that's relevant to really anything that we've got going on. You can find there. Like right now we've got an Easter ham raffle going on. You buy a raffle ticket for $5 and then the Friday before Easter we're gonna draw and somebody's gonna win a nice Easter ham.
Well, Josh, I really appreciate you being on the show and we wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.